Hello, my imaginary friends. It's Simon here, SM2N. March the 21st, 2012. This is my audio blog. I had an email from Napster saying that Napster will become a part of Rhapsody, which on the 27th of March. And I'm only a Napster user because Beck's Beer was giving away free songs on their labels, which turned out to be Napster. But they were MP3, so you know you could download them and install them in iTunes, etc. But no, they're now becoming part of Rhapsody, and this is news to me. But possibly not news to you guys. Anyway, here are the improvements to Napster. Apparently there's going to be enhanced speed, performance and audio quality. There's going to be new computer software and web services with an embedded player. There will be the ability to save tracks for offline playback on your computer. And with the Napster Unlimited Plus mobile plan. So these are all the so-called enhancements. But lower down in the email, in the small print, it says Napster won't be able to offer MP3s for purchase once the update to the service on March 27th. So there we are. They're taking away the sale of MP3 files, and instead replacing it with some kind of DRM'd software package that you can run on your computer, or you can pay extra on top to do something called the Napster Unlimited Plus mobile plan. So it sounds like it's retrograde, doesn't it, really? Does anyone else have any opinions on this? But it just seems like it's a very retrograde step. There's nothing actually there of benefit to the user. I think there's only of benefit to the record companies. Those poor record companies. Toodle-boo.